Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans, about their journey to competing at the First Tech Challenge World Championship, April 25th through the 28th in Detroit, Michigan. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Of course, you're raising money for going to Worlds. How is that coming along so far, and what are you guys kind of working on to jump over that hurdle, was what I was going to say.
So far, we're starting to get some ideas for fundraisers, because recently we have sent out some letters to our sponsors of this year, thanking them and asking for some more money. Currently, I think we're at about $6,000 that we need. So we're going to need a little bit of assistance here, as well as definitely some funds. I think because the difference between this year and last year we had something called a GoFundMe page. This year we're not allowed to do that due to some regulations, but that'll be all right. We're going to see if we can move around that. I'm currently just planning on having a backup plan for... Last year, we managed to raise it all through sponsors and local donations, but having something to solidify that, saying just in case we don't meet it completely, we can kind of take it into our own hands. So we are definitely considering a fundraiser or a group event. It's been brought to me recently that we could also do a stand. I think I'm going to start planning for seeing if we can have a booth set up where we can explain to people who we are, and just get the word out a little bit more.
Do that at, like, sporting events or things like that?
Yeah, maybe setting it up at, like, the Travel Mart in Riverside or these two work at JW's, and we're looking at setting something up there, too. But we're still, you know, huge thanks to all of our sponsors and everyone who's helped out this year. But like Kaylee said, we're looking to raise almost $6,000. It's a huge expense and an awesome experience, so any help would be absolutely awesome.
And so what are you guys looking forward to, you know, coming back to Worlds and getting to compete with teams all over?
This is my first year, and it's just going to be, I think, a really beneficial experience for me, because moving on, we have some of our seniors leaving, and being able to go there and see the best of the best kind of things and know what I have to prepare for next year and get myself prepared for next year would be really good. It's exciting, really. It's really exciting.
Yeah, we're on our way up there. We're going to have a couple big goals we have. First of all, have fun. It's all a celebration of everything we've done and all these other great teams have done all season. But second on the list is to establish some connections. You know, there's all these, like Kaylee said, all these great teams up there that we can learn from, that we can work with in the future. So we're going up there. We're going to be learning from these teams, and we're also going to be connecting with them, and hopefully maybe they can learn a thing or two from us, too. You never know. Wouldn't that be a shock? But, but integrating all these ideas, working with all these other teams, it's just going to be a great experience, a great 4 days, I think, right?
Yeah. A lot of competitions that you guys have competed at this year, you've received the Think Award. Is that something that maybe you're striving to get at Worlds?
Yeah, absolutely.
That Think Award is all about our documentation of our engineering process and everything we do with our robot. We've really embraced, especially this year that we have our seniors that are leaving, we've really embraced to use it as a tool for following seasons. So we've been writing down absolutely everything we do, and we've just been lucky enough to be, we were a finalist for that at Super Regionals, and we won it at the state competition. So we're looking to improve it a little bit more and see how we can get from there. So.
Some things we're looking to do with the notebook is to just clean up the formatting a little bit and talk a little bit more about why we do what we do. Because we talk a lot about what we do, but not so much about why we do it. So we're going to do that.
Well, I think those are all my questions, in case there's anything else you guys want to add.
Did we talk about fundraising a little bit?
Been sure to thank our entire community and our entire school for their ongoing support and all that good stuff. If we haven't already done that, we better make sure that we have. This has been nothing we could do could be done without the support of Washington County, Highland, Ainsworth, all the businesses around here. Shout out to Streb, the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, CIVCO, some of our ongoing sponsors that have done a lot for us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with the Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans, about their journey to competing at the First Tech Challenge World Championship, April 25th through the 28th in Detroit, Michigan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.